considering it or even have been thinking about it for years, and they're just sort of sitting on the fence. We call them the fence sitters. And we set out to determine what it was actually that was keeping them on the fence and what it was that would convince them to jump over and come down. And we discovered, we did market research, which is the only way to do it, we discovered that there are four or five key areas of concerns, let's say, and those are the services that we created to match those concerns. And starting with employment, you know, it's hard enough for somebody to move from Cleveland to Cincinnati if your job is a question mark or in doubt. So we have only around 25 people actually working for us, and actually the majority of them are working day and night to match newcomers up with jobs. So that's number one priority. People feel much more comfortable about coming earlier than later if they know they have a good job lined up. The other things we do is we help match them up, newcomers up, with the right communities for them, with schools for their kids, the right schools. We help cut the bureaucracy and the red tape enormously so that it makes things easier for them. That was a traditional turnoff for many people. And finally, where it's necessary and people qualify, we actually give some small but vital cash grants as grants to the people. So those are the five service areas that we focus on, and that's the answer to the question. That's why more people are coming now as opposed to waiting another 2 years, 3 years.
You did an incredible job, I got to tell you.
And it sounds like the job market is very healthy there. Obviously, if you're having four plane loads and seven altogether, that's not an issue?
No, actually, well, listen, it is an issue. It's not, I shouldn't say it's easy. It's very, very hard.
Right.
But on the other hand, one of the numbers that we're most proud of is that 93% of the Olim who come with us, of the family units, let's say, in other words, 93% of, if it's a man or a woman family, so one or both of those two, or if it's the single, is working. 93% are working within the first 3 months of having arrived in Israel. It's a little bit complicated, but I want to be accurate. 93% of our Olim who want to be working in their field are working in their field within 90 days of arriving.
Well, that's great. I mean, because that's important. I can understand where that's probably one of the number one issues facing a new Ola is, you know, what kind of job is he going to have?
Got to make a living.
Yep, absolutely. We agree.
Is there any certain industry that people are going into, or it's a mix?
You know, you get all kinds of people. There's a lot of high-tech people, software engineers. There's doctors, lawyers, professional people, and there's X number of people, actually, you know, it's up to them, it's a little bit hard way to do it, but X number of people still retain their own practices or jobs in America, and they go back and forth, they go back for like a week or 10 days every year, and then come back to Israel. Again, you know, it's pretty rough, but that's one way of doing it, and several people do it that way.
Right. So is a mix mostly religious, non-religious, what's the mix?
I would say, again, we ask people, we don't try to put labels on people. We ask them in the questionnaires and stuff to define themselves. And I would say that 65%, about two-thirds, define themselves as modern Orthodox. The balance are conservative, reform, and actually even assimilated or secular Jews are coming as well, smaller percentages.
Tell us about this emergency program you have helping families right now with the current situation in Israel.
I'm sorry, a little bit weak. Could you repeat that?
I read about a program right now that with Nefesh B'Nefesh to help families who are affected by the current situation in Israel. Can you tell us about that?
Listen, we have X number of our families up in the north. Not that many, numerically speaking. But, you know, every family is a family, and we've taken special care to make sure that they're plugged in with us. Sorry, I'm in the middle of talking. We're trying to park the car here in the parking lot. Life goes on as normal. So we set up a 24-hour call line to help people with special needs or urgent needs. Obviously, this is the first time that many of these people are going through a warlike atmosphere or situation. Those of us who have been here for a long time have been, unfortunately, through many things like this, but this is the first time for many people. And we're just basically doing what we do for them all the time, which is their hands. They need it for the first several months of their year. We're not doing it so much for like the gentleman in your studio who's been there, you know, for a couple of years or whatever, but especially for the newcomers, the recent newcomers, we're helping them.
All right. Before you have to head out, why don't you give us some contact information if people are interested in making Aliyah? How do they get in contact with Nevis
Parish? Sure. With pleasure. The best possible way to do it is to look at our website, which is an extremely helpful and informative website. It's www.nefesh.org.il. And you will find anything and everything on that site, from basic information to chat rooms to ads to articles about Nefesh B'Nefesh, you name it.
Great. Any phone number did you have, or just go to the website? There's contact.
You know, I wish you hadn't asked me that. It's an embarrassing question. Yes, of course we have a toll-free number, but I don't remember what it is.
Okay.
I know what it
I'm
is.
I'm sorry.
All right, now we're going to go to the website.
Not only do it is, but I'll tell you the shortcut. You can also go to nbn.org.il.
And, also.
And you can dial 1-866-4-ALIYAH.
There's the man. That's the number I forgot.
1-866-4-ALIYAH, A-L-I-Y-A.
H.
There you go.
And
all right.
nbn.org.il. Great website, by the way. A lot of resources there.
All right, Charlie, I want to thank you for coming on and continue your great work.
Definitely.
And, yes. You know, we should only share in Simchas in Eretz Yisrael.
Exactly.
Amen. Thank you so much. And go out there, run around Public Square for me, and give them my regards.
All right. Take care. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye. That was a great phone call.
That was all the way from Israel, live from Israel.
And our guest from Israel is here too, commenting.
That's right.
Mendel, just joining in.
Mendel Newman is here live in our studio from Israel, and we just heard from Charlie
Levine
from Nefesh B'Nefesh, wonderful program that brings Olim to Israel. And like he said, not three planes, but four planes are leaving in the next. Week or so?
A month.
In August.
Also,
August.
A local person we forgot to mention who's also making Aliyah very soon.
Yes.
Eric Mack.
That's right.
That's
Eric
right.
Mack is going.
And that's going to leave actually opening at Sinai. Actually, they have a couple openings there they need help with. But Eric did a great job as well at Sinai with Rabbi Berger. You know, we have to give him the big thumbs up.
Absolutely. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk to Mendel Newman, who's waiting patiently right here in our studio. Mendel is a former Clevelander, very good friends of our family, made Aliyah 3 years ago.
And he came back just to be on the air today.
That's it.
And then he's moving on to sunny Florida, right?
Right.
Right. So we'll hear from Mendel when we get back. You'll listen to Jewish Community Radio right here with Tzvi and Freddie. All right. And that was Vermi Flam from his album Songs of the 3 Weeks. And it features Eicha, composed by Dina Storch, again, a former Clevelander.
This is a big week for Clevelanders
in Cleveland. It all comes back to Cleveland.
Right.
The whole world comes back to Cleveland.
Exactly.
Even Israel comes to Cleveland. Like today, Israel came to Cleveland.
That's right. All right, Mendel.
Yes.
Talk to us about Boker Tov.
Boker Tov.
Shavua Tov. And talk to us a little bit about your experience in Israel and moving to Tel Tzion, and a little bit about, you know, what's going on. You just came here, what, a week ago?
Yes.
So you flew in middle of the crisis, I guess.
Right. Well, actually, above the crisis. We were over the ocean, so.
Above the... Very good.
Where's Moishi doing a rim shot? What do you need one?
I know, exactly. But tell us a little bit about, you know, your experience in Israel, and then we'll also get into why you're here. One of the reasons, at least.
Okay. Well, we made Aliyah to Israel 3 years ago, basically because we had visited Israel quite a few times, and we decided that it was time to make Aliyah, and this is a plug for Nefesh B'Nefesh. We made Aliyah through Nefesh B'Nefesh, and we decided to settle in Tel Tzion, which is a community outside of Yerushalayim, about 20 minutes away, northeast, not to be confused with Tel Stone.
Right, Tel Tzion.
Okay. Two words.
Right. And Tel Tzion is a community. It's relatively new. There are 700 families, and it's 6 years old. And one of the reasons that we decided to move there is because the housing is very affordable, and our daughter lives there.
What a deal.
Right.
Well, that's an incentive.
Right.
So how did she end up there?
Basically, my son-in-law was looking for an inexpensive place. They had been living in Israel previous to our coming, to our making Aliyah, and they were living in Har Nof, which is more or less considered the high-rent district, and they were looking for a more affordable place to live. And they were one of the first 50 families, believe it or not, to move into Tel Tzion 6 years ago.
Wow, and in 6 years, it's grown to 700, you said?
700 families.
Amazing. What does he do there, your son-in-law?
Well, he learns in the Mir Yeshiva.
Okay.
And he checks the yeshiv every week in Tel Tzion. He put it up, and he checks it every week.
What is it? The Erev?
The Erev, I'm sorry.
Right, okay.
Okay, in the yeshiv.
Right.
And he's also a Stam Sofer.
Okay.
And he lanes Torah every week in our shul.
Great. Right.
Keeps busy.
Yeah, exactly.
So he has to make sure that the Erev is up, and then he has to make sure he has to write it down. Bad joke, I'm sorry. Bad joke.
Write it down, because he's a sofer. Uh-huh. Okay, all right.
Okay, I can write one bad joke a week, and I just have it right now, so.
Okay.
All right, and what was the feeling like as an American living there, and obviously, you know, this is your first time with this conflict breaking out. What were your feelings?
Well, a little apprehensive, but here again, I think Hashem will take care of the whole situation.
Okay, and is the feeling... you know, now that you're there, you know, they always talk about the Israelis having just a strong will and just moving on with the daily lives. Are you in that mode yet? Or as an American, when things happen like that, do you get nervous? Or you're more, now that you're living there, you're really in that Israeli mode where, you know, you go on your daily routine, you daven, you learn, and you just do what you can.
It's a mixed bag for me. Some days are better than others. I mean, some days you can really feel it. Like in our community, we have a lot of people from the north that we're housing because they're displaced. So I haven't met any of these people, but I've heard about them, and we're trying to help them out. So,
right. I have a sister actually in Efrat, and you know, now it was just a couple of years ago where the West Bank was not the place to be, and now my sister says, you know, we're the safe spot, and they house
exactly,
and they house many families from the north, and that's in Efrat. So, you know, you just kind of never know
exactly.
You know what's going on,
right?
You're also coming here on behalf of an organization,
right? I'm coming actually for the Rav of our community, who's also here until tomorrow, and basically the name of the organization is Makor Baruch. And what it does, it helps out needy families in our community. Of the 700 families in our community, 200 are living under the poverty line, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Rav, he provides food for the needy families. He's also trying to establish a soup kitchen for these families. And he also has a kollel that he's running and trying to find also activities for the school children after school as part of the chesed that the Rav does in the community.
All right, and if someone wants to help out, what do they need to do?
Okay, they can give me a call here in Cleveland. I have a local number, which is 216-374-8004.
Again?
216-374-8004.
All right, and it's for Makor Baruch, right, to
exactly.
Help out the organization. That's so it's based in Tel Tzion?
Well, it's based in New York, but I mean it's a nonprofit organization. We call it in Israel an amuta, and basically they distribute the funds, but it's that's our organization for Tel Tzion.
All right, well, thank you, Mendel, for making your way in here.
Thank you.
And we hope to hear great news from you and your family, and we wish you lots of success in your endeavors.
Thank you very much.
On behalf of Makor Baruch.
You did a great job. We're glad you came into Cleveland, and we're glad you came into the studio today.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right, and now we're going to go to Israel National Radio. We'll be back with more announcements and more things you can do to help Israel. All right, and now we go to a special guest.
Special guest for weather.
Exactly.
And
take it away.
He's 2 years old, so keep in mind, he may talk fast. He's a little bit nervous.
All right, hopefully he won't be too cheesy.
Nah.
Hi, this is Moishe Mouse with today's Jewish Community Radio weather. Today, it's going to be hot, around 85 degrees, with scattered clouds and the possibility of an isolated thunderstorm developing this afternoon. Tonight, widely scattered showers and thunderstorms, which should diminish as the evening progresses. Low of 71 degrees, chance of rain, 30%. Tomorrow, Monday, a few clouds early, otherwise mostly sunny, hot and humid. High, around 90 degrees. I think I'm going to stay home today.
Stay home because right now it's 76.5 degrees outside of our studio window. That's a hot one. It's going to be hot.
Yes, it's going to be hot today.
And Moishe does a good job of the weather. We got to thank Moishe for doing a great job with the weather. There you go, Moishe.
Now, you know, I wanted to ask...
Look at the applause he's getting. Look at that. It's incredible. I don't get that kind of applause.
No, you don't. No, you don't. They must really love his weather report today.
Moishe.
Well, I want to ask Moishe a question. You know, it's the 9 days, and I'm wondering what he eats during the 9 days.
Well, Moishe, let's ask him. Moishe, what do you eat during the 9 days?
Hi, this is Moishe Mouse, and people have often asked me which is the top and which is the bottom of a slice of pizza. Is it the crust or the point? Well, as a cheese expert, I can tell you that pizzas are round before you cut them. So the point is the inside, and the crust is the outside. So if you want to know which is the top is my favorite part because that's where the cheese is. So if you want to invite me out for pizza, you can have the bottom. I'll take the top because I love cheese.
That's Moishe, all right. Moishe, nobody
says
it like Moishe.
Lots of pizza this week for Moishe the Mouse.
Nobody says it like Moishe. What can I tell you? But he's a cutie. He's the only problem is he was going to make Aliyah, but the thing is they didn't want to let him on the plane because it's kind of hard to keep a mouse in his seat. The seatbelts are bigger than him. I mean, he's a mouse. So Moishe couldn't make Aliyah, but he's a cutie, and hopefully we'll hear more from him. And
all right. I want to get to a couple of things, what you can do to help Israel.
Yes, very important today.
We have a couple of things. So you can sign a petition or ordering the United Nations to secure the release of the abducted soldiers.
This is, by the way, from the Cleveland Jewish News, not from Cleveland.
Right. And the petition can be found at www.hillel.org /support Israel. Do I read all this, Freddie? Computer man?
Just tell me what Hillel. I'm sure there's a link on the website.
Hillel.org, support Israel, and continue from there. Also, your congressional representatives asked them to sign two letters. The first from Representative Ileana Rose Latinen and Elliot Engel urges President Bush to immediately implement all sanctions available under the Syria Accountability and Lebanese Sovereignty Restoration Act.
I was actually working on those campaigns to get those bills
passed. Oh, really?
So, yeah. Basically, you have a couple of bills which say basically, hey, Syria, you're accountable. Saudi Arabia, you're accountable. Their campaigns actually work through a group that I work with, ZOA. And you get more information from the ZOA.org website. They have a lot of stuff on that there. But more importantly, people got to call the president.
There you go. That was the next one. Thank President Bush for his support for Israel. Where's his applause?
For... I'm sorry. Applause time. Here we go. Ready?
Thank you, President Bush, for your support of Israel's right to defend itself against terrorist attacks.
Nobody gets applause like the president.
All right. And
but also, something there's...
Wait, let me finish. Israel's right to defend itself against terrorist attacks. Letters should be faxed to Jay Zeidman, Office of the Public Liaison in the White House. So compose a quick letter thanking our president and fax it to 202-456-6218. The number again, 202-456-6218.
And also, people should go ahead and call Senators Voinovich and DeWine. Hopefully you got a pen out, because Senator Voinovich's phone number is 202-228-1382, and Senator Mike DeWine's phone number is 202-224-6519.
All right, and we're going to take a quick break and tell you a couple more things you can do right here in Cleveland to help support Israel.
Before we go, I want to give one more phone number. The Capitol Hill operator to go to anybody you want to in Capitol Hill is 202-224-3121.
All right, a couple of announcements.
Good news. Should we start with the news or go to the really big one? We should go with the really big one. I mean, I think that we should. I mean, this really
right,
requires...
People need to know if they haven't heard yet. It's important to know because it's taking place today. So go ahead, Freddie.
Yeah, we are sad to announce some, you know, it's always something hard to do. I never know the right words to do. So I'm just going to say the best I can. We have some sad news. There's a passing of one of the great leaders of this community Friday night, Shabbos morning. Rabbi Mann from Tel Yeshiva. Everybody knows, you know, I know Rabbi Mann, but his full name, Rabbi Meir Zelig Mann. I know him as Rabbi Mann, and he Friday night went to sleep, and Shabbat morning, unfortunately, did not wake up. He passed away in his sleep with no pain, and the Levaya for him is going to be at Tel Yeshiva today at 3 p.m., and the burial will be at Mount Olive Cemetery. And the Mishpachas HaSrablim, you have the Mann, the Zephyrin, and the Sachs families. And the Shiva will be today. Today is going to, well, it's going to be a kind of split schedule. Today only, this evening, is going to be at the Mann home at 2520 Bishop Road. And from Monday through Friday, it's going to be at the home of Elazar and Pessy Sachs on Bendemeer Road in Cleveland Heights. And people who wish to give tzedakah in his memory should send it to Tel Yeshiva. Of course, Rabbi Mann was one of the founders and builders of Tel Yeshiva. He ran Tel Yeshiva. He was the person behind the scenes. People didn't see him very much, but he was a person who really kept the place going. And if it wasn't for him, Tel's would not have been what it is.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And we want to give our condolences, of course, to the families.
Entire family. He built such a beautiful family. That's
families. You have, you have the four brothers and a sister, and you have Moshe Udaman, his family. You have Elazar Mann, his family. Simcha Mann, of course, everybody knows Simcha, Kol Simcha. Shmuel Yankel Mann and Pessy Sachs. And they are, we have to wish them our best in this time of need, and we hopefully, I think that this will be a pretty big big crowd today. And if someone could help out at all with Shiva or anything, of course, I'm sure people will. This is a great community, and this is one of the milestones. One thing I got to tell you is that because of this, I'm from Cleveland this whole week. We're just going to just list this information. That's it. Nothing else will be on from Cleveland this whole week because of respect for Rabbi Mann and his family.
All right, and as everyone knows, this week is Tisha B'Av on Thursday, the 9th of Av. And in light of that, on that day, there are different video programs going on in Hebrew Academy of Cleveland and Heights Jewish Center. Please, you can call there and find out the exact times, but there's going to be different videos with speakers from Rabbi Avram Chaim Foyer, Rabbi Jonathan Reddy, and a couple of other leaders of our generation here in America. And it's going to be, there's also one specifically for children. So please make sure to check those out as well. And again, they're taking place at the Hebrew Academy and in Cleveland Heights and also Heights Jewish Center.
Yes. And speaking of films, it's hard to segue out of this. It really is, but especially with such a great man. But there's another film item I want to mention, and that is this is planned actually beforehand, so it's really this is a little timing conflict here, but I'm sure it'll work out nonetheless. There's a couple of people who are working on filming some Holocaust survivors to say thank you to President Bush for supporting Israel. And that'll be over at Pollock Studio today from 3 p.m. until they're done. And tomorrow from 3 p.m. on also. And this is a totally volunteer effort. This is non-commercial,
so anyone who's
non-political.
A survivor can show up?
Correct. Any survivor. Mm-hmm. And they have a little script you can read, or they can say whatever they want. But they want to get some short messages, and they're going to send the president a video on CD to the White House, because Holocaust survivors sometimes really can't get the word out themselves as easily. They don't have computers. They don't type. So therefore, they're going to help out. And that's Joey Pollock from Pollock Studio and Fran Goldlust, who is a videographer and heirloom video. They're just totally doing it out of chesed, and I think it's a great idea that they can get that information out. But there's also other news in the community, which is important to know. And I think the big one this week Oh, sorry. The big one we already heard of, but a little bit different news was PETA on the Grill is now under a new hashgacha. Did you hear about that, Tzvi?
Yes, I did.
They're now under Rabbi Blum and Garfunkel, the Rabbanut HaCharedi. It's a big change, and I think it was done basically because they wanted to make sure that everybody felt comfortable there. There was no question as to hashgacha. Some people, it wasn't that some people didn't like the hashgacha, but he wanted to make sure that he had every base covered as far as the highest standards. And I think that's admirable. And I think we should applaud that. But also, interesting news here, Sinai Synagogue is looking for a new gabbai. And here's one thing interesting I hope people could help out with.
Wait. Let's stay on that for 1 second if you're interested in
the gabbai?
The gabbai job, right?
Yes. Call the shul number. I'm looking for the shul number here. I don't see it. so this is really, really good here. I don't see the phone number. Oh, here it is. I'm sorry. 932-0206.
Excellent. 932-0206.
But also, isn't it, if you're hungry today, they're having a 8 a.m. Shachris followed by breakfast. So
great.
After the radio show, another you can be there in time and for diving have breakfast if you want to be over at Mizrahi School.
Right. And also, thanks for reminding me. There is another event going on if you have children you want to learn with them. There's an 8:15 Shachris at the Kol followed by a light breakfast. So you can bring your son and learn and really start off your Sunday the right way. So either way, you can go to Sinai Synagogue or the Kollel with your children, fifth grade and up, I believe it's for this morning, 8:15 a.m., Shachris, followed by a light breakfast.
Now, by the way, do you know how many kids we have in this community who cross the street to go to school at Hebrew Academy or to
Moses? We have a lot.
Because, yeah, we do. And this is an interesting one because Cleveland Heights is looking for school crossing guards. So you can actually get paid to walk your kids across the street.
That is a great idea. You know, I had never seen a Jewish or a firm crossing guard.
Well, why should I think there have been a few in the past? I remember, but not recently. Yeah, but not recently. But
you know, if you're someone that's really home or something,
part-time job.
Exactly. You have time. You get to work for the city and do a great chesed, really, of crossing kids to go to school. You might even be helping in their education.
The only
just
problem,
like a bus driver or something.
Teach them how to be proper. Anyway, but also the thing is, this is probably the bad part, is if it rains, snows, you got to be there for the kids.
Right.
So that's the only hard part. But then again,
but luckily they make umbrellas.
They make umbrellas and warm coats, so you'll do good. But also we have a mazel tov, actually, to Mr. and Mrs. Reuben Gutman of Beachwood, the winners of the Cedar Green Community Colleges Airline Raffle.
Oh, wow. Very nice.
So they're going to go somewhere fun. And maybe it'll take me. Who knows? And also, the Heights Library is right now, of course, temporarily at Taylor Academy. And they're scheduled to close Monday, August 21st. We got a little time here to move back to the regular Lee Road. I almost said Reload, but Lee Road location.
So they're moving back when?
They're closing on August 21st, and they're opening September 6th. So they have about 2 week period there, so we have to basically keep in mind that maybe they'll open things. But also,
well, if you got to see it a little bit, we're going to have an awesome library. It looks unbelievable.
That walkway looks interesting. But one thing I discovered on their website, I was looking, they have, believe it or not, computer classes available. I don't know if they're free, but how much could they be at the library? But they have classes in Excel, PowerPoint, Word, Mail Merge.
Oh, I need Excel.
You need Excel. That's right. You need Excel.
Yes. I even got a course, but I can always use refreshers.
So great. So they have a class.
When is it?
It's constant. They have constant classes.
Oh, my
check
gosh,
the library.
I gotta go.
Call them.
I will.
They have a great schedule.
Great.
And one thing interesting, one last bit of news. I put this in the newsletter every single week. Believe it or not, still going on for a whole month now, Beachwood is having their phone book recycling program through August 31st. And if you got the old phone book, if you want to drive...
So should I just bring it to all my Beachwood friends and drop it off at
that's
their house?
That's right. Because I don't know if if the garbage collectors will pick it up or if they drop it off, but I'll tell you one thing. Anybody who drives for 15 minutes to drop off a phone book from Cleveland Heights to Beachwood is a pretty intensely devoted to recycling because you use up more gas than... I don't know. That's just my opinion, but who knows? I have no idea.
All right. A couple more things that you can do to help support Israel. One is the Friends of the Israel Defense Forces.
Yes. I interviewed Eric from FIDF on Friday.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yes. Eric is working on some great projects. Thank you for bringing it up. Well, you tell your part first, and I'll tell my part
right.
after.
I mean, if you just, you want to help a great organization that offers support for the well-being of Israel soldiers and their families, which includes providing care packages, air-conditioned tents, and extra canteens to keep soldiers hydrated, You can go to www.israelsoldiers.org and make a donation.
Well, also, the local group is trying to build... Well, Eric was a soldier. He came from... Born in the U.S., moved to Israel. He was in the IDF for, I don't know, a couple of years. But now he is building a shul, a portable shul for his unit. What they're doing is they're taking a shipping container, and they're putting in windows, electricity, and everything.
Wow.
And they're going to have... A container, because his unit is one of the elite units, and they're going to basically able to take the container, put it in a truck, and wherever the unit goes, the shul goes with them.
Wow.
So
traveling
if you want a
shul.
Yeah, and there's actually quite a few of those in the IDF, and if you want to help out and help a shul, well, give me a call or email me through...
Fred@JewishCommunityRadio.org.
Yes, that's right. That's thank you for reminding me of my website. I just
Fred
couldn't think
of JewishCommunityRadio.org and also Tzvi@JewishCommunityRadio.org.
And yes, if you want to find our phone numbers, we are in the mikvah book.
Now, how is our website looking? Where are we at with that?
It looks the same as it did about a week or two ago.
That's
I'll
what
tell
I was
you right
afraid
now.
Of.
But no, I have been very busy with a bunch of things recently and trying to get the business stuff going, so I can only do so much.
Right.
But we will soon be having some of the audio excerpts from our interviews. Not the whole show. Just
right.
We'll put the interviews only. My last show was basically all interviews, so I basically put my whole show on.
No, but it's great. We will finally have our own place on the web. We're not sharing space or anything. With the addition of Freddie to the Jewish Community Radio group, he brings his years of expertise and talent in the computer field.
Well, and years, yeah,
minutes,
but talent, I don't know.
Well, within minutes, he had a site up, and it's a work in progress, but now you can send emails to Tzvi@JewishCommunityRadio.org with your questions, comments, suggestions, and also Fred@JewishCommunityRadio.org.
I mean, the only thing I really brought together... Really was Moishe Mouse. The only thing they added to the mix, but that's the only thing I contributed. But either way, what else we got going on here today?
Okay, we just quickly Jewish Community Federation's Israel Crisis Fund is collecting donations to help move Israeli children and new immigrants to safety during the crisis. Contributions can be made to www.jewishcleveland.org.
Yeah, they have a bunch of stuff. I'm actually going to put that up on the website soon, but.
All right, we're coming up on our time. All donors here for the Lithuanian Voice. I am Tzvi.
And I'm Fred, I think.
Right?
And somewhere here's Moishe, but I don't know where he is, but he's he's sleeping, I think, in the corner. So
he's chasing the next piece of cheese. All right, Freddie will broadcast this Friday from 12:30 to 1, and then we'll be back next week, Sunday morning, 7 to 8 a.m. Have a Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov.
Fast. Have a light fast. And
easy fast.
Easy fast. And we'll see you all next week. I'm going to end off with a beautiful song, The Little Bird is Calling, sung by Avrami Flam.
Is this Dina Storch?
I'm not sure if she made this one. Could be. I'm not sure.
But it's on the same CD.
On the same CD, yes. Songs of the 3 Weeks. This is a great message. And hopefully we should hear the little bird calling soon. Shavua Tov, and have a great week.